This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity champion, Annabelle Thomas. Annabelle brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I'm your host, Annabelle Thomas, and today I'm honored to be joined by Atif Ghahari, the president and COO of Ultraviolet Cyber, a company that's aiming to redefine how organizations deliver security operations in a unified way. Atif, welcome to the hot seat.
Glad to be here.
Awesome. Now, I want to begin with the vision of Ultraviolet. I know most of our audience probably haven't heard of you guys yet. So I know Ultraviolet talks a lot about pioneering the unified security operations, right? Bringing together detection, response, red teaming, app security, exposure management, and more. Can you explain what is Ultraviolet's mission? What sets you apart?
Yeah, well, you started off with the punchline around unified security operations. So our vision really is to be that ultraviolet purple team, right? So today there's a gap between what is being conducted by offensive security related folks, red teaming, pen testing professionals, and defensive oriented security professionals that do security operations, monitoring, SIM, EDR. And so oftentimes these teams aren't connecting. These teams aren't talking as much as they should be. And part of our vision is to bridge that gap as Ultraviolet to do conduct purple teaming and to bring together both sides of the equation, which are absolutely needed today in 2025 to fight the fight.
Right. And I know one of Ultraviolet's core technology is the UV lens. Can you walk us through what UV lens is, how it works, and the kind of benefits that customers get once they adopt that?
Yeah, Ultraviolet is ultimately a tech-enabled managed service provider. And with that, we use Ultraviolet Lens as our enabling platform, excuse me. And that platform is bringing together the detections and the findings that our red teams are going through with customers and combining them with the detection engineering and automated response that our security operations center is delivering. And so we do that with Ultraviolet Lens, and that's our platform of choice. And it is composed of some levels of proprietary code as well as off the shelf software.
Right. Now, I know Ultraviolet has a lot of things to offer organizations. One of them is application security. Can you tell us more about application security? What is Ultraviolet doing differently?
Yeah, well, it's part of why we went on this acquisition with Black Duck's application security testing team, you know, a 7-time Gartner Magic Quadrant capability that they provided is to really bolster our capability in app security. And app security is now and is in the future as a foundational component of security overall, especially given the way and the speed that the technology infrastructures are moving to the cloud, as well as nowadays into use of AI types of models in their on-day communications. And so with that, what Ultraviolet is doing that's special is layering in security into how we go about doing pen testing, as well as code reviews, security risk designing, architecture, threat modeling for applications. And so we're very excited about that capability that we've added on with this recent acquisition that we just made.
That's exciting, I'm sure, to acquire that. Now, one of the things you mentioned there was AI, and I know that's a big thing now that everyone talks about. Can you talk about how Ultraviolet is utilizing AI and how it's being conducted in a secure and essentially a manner that you know is it's getting the correct information, right? Just we're not having all these false positives, misinformation going out there with AI. How is Ultraviolet utilizing that?
Yeah, well, being around now for 25 years as a leading managed security service provider in this space, we've been using AI for several years now. AI, particularly artificial learning with security orchestrated automated response platforms, SOAR platforms. So for our customers, driving playbooks with automation and investigating, coming up with thoughtful enrichments and escalations to customers. In addition, now on the app security side, we're doing AI level assessments using our experts that understand security architectures and that threat risk modeling, right? And that's something that's getting even more sexy today, given that today, the way the language platforms are working, I mean, you may have applications that are still running Ruby on Rails, or they may be more modernized, running Golang on some Terraform subset of infrastructure as code. Regardless, the threat architecture analysis is really important. And then the use of LLMs and maybe even some levels of model gateways to protect the LLMs. When looking at all those components together, a new way of looking at how, what are your real threat risks is really important. Oftentimes, companies will just hire any company to do a pen test, and they'll run scripts. Some of them will be automated, some of them will be human-led. But what are they actually looking for, right? Has someone performed a threat risk analysis of how that application is structured? And so that takes real subject matter expertise. And I think with our acquisition of this team from Black Duck, which is formerly Cigital Technologies, a technology that a company that was formed many years ago with the foundation of software security capabilities, we are thrilled of what we could offer to our customers moving forward.
Right, it's really creating that kind of comprehensive security operations package and tying everything together. I think that's one of the things that sets Ultraviolet apart from the competition as well. Now, I want to dive a little bit into the continuous threat exposure management that you mentioned and touched on a little bit, and the continuous penetration testing that you mentioned. In the unified model, how do these proactive capabilities integrate with that detection and response piece? And how does that change organizations' postures?
Yeah, well, we're seeing more and more today our customers using cloud-based platforms, whether they're SaaS platforms or whether private cloud platforms. So these could be multi-cloud related workloads, potentially having DevSecOps pipelines, as well as rapid container deployment. So when you're doing that, there's all sorts of app security data that needs to be monitored, and there's currently a gap today between what organizations are monitoring risks for. Typically, an organization will look at the easy stuff in that the things that are within the domain of their chief information security officer. So this is your Active Directory, your firewalls, your EDR, endpoint detection response platform, things that are part of the infrastructure. But what about the apps? Right, that's where the data is. That's where customers are logging in. That's where customers are using e-commerce systems or B2B systems. That data is complex, and as I mentioned, different types of cloud environments, DevOps cycles that are running. All the data out of that is more custom, so it requires a new level, a different level of understanding of how the application works, what type of logs are coming out of those applications, and being able to detect that. So at Ultraviolet, we're going to be introducing the concept of the AppSec SOC. So a SOC that's focused, a security operations center that's focused on application security related threats and vulnerabilities, which is, we think, is the next level, getting past just infrastructure, but actually looking at, Oracle platform-based vulnerabilities or injections that are bypassing functions of an application. A lot more custom. It requires people that understand how the applications work and the underlying infrastructure works. Your average mom and pop pen tester can't do that, right? And they don't have that understanding. But given, the acquisition and how we've grown now to over 800 people, half of them app security professionals, we are beginning to operate at a level of scale where we could be a leader in the application security operations center.
Right, and I think that's key, the application security standpoint as well, because we've seen a lot of organizations who, like you mentioned, kind of forget about that and have that huge gap in their security posture. Now, I know a lot of challenges that organizations face is a shortage of both tools, like the tools that they have, solutions that they have available to them or are aware of, and skilled personnel. In your experience, which do you think is a huge bottleneck for some of these organizations as it relates to their security posture that they have?
Great point there, Annabelle. It's actually the number one driver of our business is around short shortage of labor, shortage of talent, and the ability to execute in a timely fashion with that talent. So some organizations that make X widgets, that's not their core competency as far as cybersecurity, right? And so even if they do hire the talent that come into a media company or a retail organization, they can't retain them, let alone can they attract them, but then to retain them over time, very challenging. So they're relying on organizations like us that have those capabilities and then can offer them more particularly as a service. And that's one of our key go-to-market models is our security operations as a service. And so offering certified security professionals on a subscription basis. So as an organization, that same widget shop in manufacturing, they don't need to be concerned with attracting and retaining cybersecurity talent. Instead, they could consume it as a service, whether it's for their firewalls or whether it's for their EDR or whether it's for their SIEM or whether it's for their app security platform or continuous pen testing. We are a solution for them. And often another pain point we're seeing is that companies are inundated with the number of apps that are being developed. And they're all of them before they go live should probably be tested, right? Before the bad guys go after them. And there's just not enough bandwidth within the organization to be able to do that. And so we serve as a stopgap for them. They may have some brilliant AppSec folks, developer types that are doing penetration testing and assessments of apps, but it's just too many apps, right? And so organizations like us, I mean, we take a leading edge there. We have some of the largest banks in the world are our customers today, as well as in other industries, where we're doing exactly that. Stopgap help for their security professionals as a service for them ongoing. And we refer to it as the Hunter Games. Well, an app is thrown over the fence and we pick it up and do the testing for it, we'll put out a report, specify the vulnerabilities, and help the developers advance that to go live.
Right, that's awesome. Now, I know one of the things that you mentioned there that I think is also key for our audience to know is the different industries you serve. You mentioned banks, but I know Ultraviolet serves a lot of Global 2000 clients. Now, how do you adapt your operations and frameworks for some of those more regulated or high assurance type environments, especially when it comes to compliance, auditing, and any of those type of concerns?
Yeah, being in this space for 25 plus years, we've serviced all different types of industries, everything from, like I mentioned, financial services, retail, healthcare, manufacturing, as well as the federal government, right? So that's a significant part of our business is with the federal government as well. So understanding compliantary models like FedRAMP, HIPAA, GDPR, being able to operate in that model is really important to us. We have a dedicated organization within the company that does a US-only security operations center capability. So this is US employees, which companies tend to latch on to, especially in the United States, which is a significant part of our business in the US versus a global model, which we also support a global model. But some organizations just based off of restrictions from a compliantary standpoint require only US-only folks to access it. So we have that offering as well as part of our capabilities with our premise around meeting the customer where they are with their requirements and being able to satisfy them.
That's a great, and I know that having that kind of comprehensive but yet tailored solution is what a lot of organizations need. Now I want to shift gears a little bit and talk more about the success and the impact that Ultraviolet has had. Can you talk a little bit about how you measure success or how the organizations, the customers that you serve, measure success? What metrics, KPIs, or business outcomes are you able to show customers and stakeholders how Ultraviolet is delivering that real value?
I would say the number one factor for us to measure success is our employees. Happy employees, empowered employees lead to them taking care of their customers and our customers in a positive way. And if you look at our attrition and our stickiness as a company of attracting talent, keeping talent, giving them something that is meaningful on a day-to-day basis about what they're working on. I think that's what I shine the most light on. It's been a very big success for us, particularly after we've had some acquisitions in the early 2020s I can say that now, it's 2025. And being able to combine the companies and be able to retain the talent that we have to effectively take care of our customers, which is the most important thing for us as a company. It starts there, right? And so those attrition numbers, and of course, the customer retention numbers are very important to us, things that we track on a regular basis. Also, we like to track the level of annuity customers, customers that continue to buy from us year after year, and model that for particularly for our investors as well, who celebrate that type of success as well.
Right. And I think that's also key is having that kind of retention and having those happy employees, like you said, that are at the root of ensuring that the customer is satisfied and you're over delivering on everything that they've been expecting. Now, I want to shift a little bit more to talking to more of the security leaders that are listening in, the CISOs, who are looking to modernize their security operations and perhaps move towards that unified or as a service model that you're talking about. What advice do you have for them? What should they look for? What pitfalls should they avoid? And how do they begin that journey to transformation?
Yes, CISOs out there are some of the most smartest, most advanced thinking professionals in our field. Just to deal with the cyber landscape that we have today, where in fact companies are losing, the bad guys are winning, meaning that if you look at different breaches that happen, nobody talks about breach that was stopped. They're talking about all. Look at all this data that was lost. Look at all this money that was taken away. And how did it happen? And how could we prevent it from happening before? That's a completely different narrative than, yeah, they came in, it was blocked, nothing happened, right? And so, in order to, so that's why I say we're in a way, we're losing the battle against the bad guys because more of the conversations around, look at all the stuff that we've lost and the impact we've had versus the block and, it just never happened. So, with that, back to the CISOs, I mean, it's their daunting task every day to wake up and try to keep up, right? And so the advice, I would have, or the input I would give to them is, how can you get more integrated across your security platforms? Meaning that, especially with Fortune 500, Global 2000 CISOs, they have dozens of security technologies, right? And they all aren't really talking to each other. And particular for Ultraviolet, where we shine the light on is that unified security operations, which I started with the Purple Team. Right. So oftentimes a CISO will have an offensive security team that does pen testing that culturally thinks differently than the SOC, Security Operations Center, that does the defense. And there's a little bit of that's us versus them mentality within the organization. And what happens is, you have these tests that are run, these escalations that are these findings that are found, but they sit on the shelf, right? They get into report because they may not like those other guys on the SOC side, they're not sharing them with them. Right. And then the same way the SOC guys like, well, they're all they do is mess around and they break stuff and they don't tell us about it. So CISOs, they have to live, they have both of those functions within their organization. And so sometimes bringing in a company like Ultraviolet is a third party, right, that can come in and say, hey, you guys should be talking to each other, actually. And, let's conduct a purple teaming exercise. Let's see these things in action and let's help each other with the defense and the actions. And so, we've been hired in by many organizations for exactly that. To help with that facilitation, to have the left hand talking to the right hand. And that's something valuable that customers are finding.
Right. And I like that you mentioned that too, because I don't think a lot of organizations realize how much they're missing out by having everything, all their security tool solutions kind of segmented and not one unified collaborative approach when it comes to that. So I think that's awesome that you touched on that piece. Now, Atif, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your insights. Before we close out, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
Yeah, I would like to first off thank you for your time to have me today. And if anything, I just want to shine the light on us as a wider cybersecurity community coming together to bridge these integration gaps that we have across multiple vendors. Security is only as good as its weakest link, right? And so we always got to continue to fortify that weakest link.
Right. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Ultraviolet's unified defense models will be key to staying ahead in an increasingly complex threat environment. You can learn more about them by going to their website at uvcyber.com. Atif, thank you so much for joining me today.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity champion and my good friend, Annabelle.